Hey, is Fred in?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for asking. Hey, just wanted to follow up with you here. About two and a half weeks ago, we mailed you an offer. Looks like it's based off some work you did over there at Sovereign Bank. Does that sound familiar?
Not really. What's up?
Okay, well, that's why I was calling to follow up here. Based off that relationship you had over there with them, we had you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital. Looks like about $250K or so. Just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
Yeah, business is really actually staying pretty strong. Everybody else seems to be falling off a little bit. My business is staying pretty consistent, so I'm not complaining. I'm all right. I do need some capital, really basically to I want to reinvest back into equipment. I might buy a smaller, but I would much rather take money and reinvest back into the equipment that I have.
Okay, it's definitely something that we could do for you over here. What pieces of equipment are you looking at fixing up there?
I've got pumper trucks, and I've got flatbeds, and I've got portable toilet trucks and stuff like that. So I'm looking at putting some money into each truck. I don't want to buy any new equipment because I'm okay with grandfathered equipment. So they, in regards to like the changing of the laws, I'm good.
So you kind of just really need to get some of those pieces update to like some environmental regulations. Then it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Alrighty, so how much does, I know you're kind of looking at a whole big picture here, but how much capital do you think you might need for everything?
I guess it would all depend on what you guys would feel comfortable lending. I do anywhere between $750,000 and $950,000 a year, so with a credit score in the low sevens, I think I am, because there's so much credit, just so much credit between yourself and the business. It's pathetic. It's
driving. Okay, yeah, definitely. So that's what you pulled in last year, around 750, 900. So you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you on track to do that the same this year? Or maybe you said you're a little busy. You think you might beat that?
Probably be. I'm on track for probably like, 750 was. Let me think. There was, last year was about 675. This year, the year before that was about 750. I think it was last year. It was a little bit slower. I had a. My wife passed away, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And so I just,
a lot on your plate there, sounds like, and but you know, you're really bringing in. Go ahead.
But I'm not even looking to do anything. I'll start playing around with this. I'm leaving for the. I'm not even going to entertain anything until like mid to the last week of September, because I just haven't even got. I'm doing everything I can do just to take next week off. So.
Yeah, definitely. You got a lot going on over there. Staying quite busy. Alrighty. How long have you been in business over there?
17 years, I think.
17 years. Oh, quite some time. Alrighty, and how? You guys, how many trucks do you, like septic trucks, you have over there?
I have three.
Three? Okay. Nice. And you mentioned you had a portable toilet truck too. You have more than one of those? You just the one?
Those, and then I want to build a backup trailer. I don't want to build a backup truck. I just want to build a backup trailer. That way, if I ever run into an emergency situation, I can just hook it up behind my pickup truck, and anybody can drive it.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, that's sounds really smart to have that there. Okay, how many guys you got over there on your team?
I have one, two, three, four and a half.
Okay, four and a half. Okay.
Yeah, I have a part-time, just kind of goes out when I need them.
Okay. Definitely. That's nice to have someone like that kind of pick up when it starts getting a little busy and stuff. Was there like a deadline you had that you needed the vehicles environmental friendly by?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned picking up on putting the equipment on the trucks for to have them meet the environmental regulations. Do you have a time limit on that?
I'd like to have everything completed by the end of the year. That's probably when I would look to make sure to get my. I'm sitting here trying to do three things at one time. I would say by the end of the year.
Okay, no worries. Well, yeah, I will tell you that is definitely something we can help you out with, and I know it's kind of coming up here pretty soon. You said last week is September, so basically the way it works over here is that is something we can get you going on for sure and help you out with, and we offer both equipment financing and working capital, and I know you're not actually looking to purchase any new pieces of equipment, but our equipment does cover anything that you're using for equipment. So like if you're adding a new piece to the truck, whatever that could be, we might be able to, that could still fall under that category there. So what I will tell you is I'll gather a few information after I get off the phone with you here from my head supervisor and get a better feel of what program might work a little better for you. But let me tell you, I will tell you this, based off of your 750, 950, anywhere around there, we should be able to get you about maybe like anywhere from $75,000 to around $100,000 in unsecured cash if we went the capital route.
Okay.
Would that possibly cover everything you're looking to do, you think?
Route or whatever the case may be. I mean, it might be a cap. And you guys need to keep in mind it might be an equipment plus a capital route. If I'm going to be using unsecured capital, but then again, get equipment on secured with collateral, and then I can get unsecured capital. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. Well, we could go both routes there. And you've been in business for quite some time. It sounds like you're making pretty good amount of money over there, bringing in per year your top sales. How long have you been actually considering doing this for?
You know, I've been playing around. I've been on and off with this for a couple of years.
Okay.
I mean, things go fine, and then, you know, there's a little bit of money in the bank, and then, like I said, you know, I go, and everything just kind of went, you know, look, excuse my language, I just said fuck it.
Yeah, well, of course, and sometimes you have to, and I completely understand that. That's sometimes the best way to be.
People calling me up, want to give me this, want to give me that, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. I didn't need anything, so I was like, you know what, fuck it, just, I'm done, you know, I'm fine. I was just going along with the basic, you know, just go make a couple of bucks, pay my bills, and who gives a shit, you know. But, I mean, business keeps getting better, and you know, I mean, there's nothing, my wife is gone, and there's nothing I can do about it, so you just got to up your britches and move on with life, man. That's it. So I love her to death, and I'll miss her forever, and the way it is.
But, well, you know, congrats to you. I mean, I'm sure that's very, very rough to go through, and my condolences to you for sure. But, you know, congrats on, you know, being able to keep your head down and keep going and making a good buck for yourself, an honest buck, too, there. That's, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people can't do these days, and in your circumstances, it seems like you're really pulling through, so good job there. But what I can tell you here is, real quick, when you first started, did you just start with a one pump truck there?
I actually started years ago with a trailer behind the dually. I took an old propane tank, 10-gallon propane tank, and I pump on it, and I built it. Looked like the space shuttle, swear to God.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, that's a good way to start.
I went out to RV areas out around the lakes, and a lot of winter visitors in Yuma, Arizona, and a lot of them dry camp out in the desert. So I went out to those areas while they were there, and I emptied their black water holding tanks, and I did minor RV repair, and I filled up their fresh water, and that's how I got started.
Well, that's awesome, I'll tell you that. And now look at you 17 years later, and you got a few trucks there, and yeah, nice little team to help you out. That's a cool story right there, something to tell your grandkids, huh?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your name again?
My name's Kyle.
Kyle, give me a call back, mid-September-ish, mid-15th to the 22nd or whatever, right in that area. Look, if I give you the... Put this in your file. I'm going to give you the code name Lisa. If you don't tell me, hey, look, at Freddie, this file, you told me to tell you that Lisa called, I ain't going to talk. I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay. That Lisa called. I'll put that. Lisa called.
That's why if somebody calls me up and say, hey, I talked to you 3 months ago, and I said, well, who called you? And if they don't say Lisa, I'm off the phone. I'm done.
All right. I will definitely say that. And then real quick, Fred, while I have you here, what's a good email for you? I'll shoot you over a couple things real quick.
My email address is my first name, Fred, then the letters AWS as in Sam at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Alrighty, well, Fred, I'll shoot you over when we get off the phone. Just a short list of documents I will need, and the one-page app. And the sooner the better you can get that back into me. I know it's a little bit down the road, but our busier season is coming up. So once we get those documents in, we can have you hard numbers, and we'll be able to get you funds within 24 hours after that. So I'll shoot that over your way. What was that?
This is Kyle. Tell Lisa I said hello, and that way I'll remember the email. I only get like 100 of them a day.
Okay, definitely. All right, well, I will follow up with you here next couple weeks.
All right, thank you much.
All right, you have a good one, Fred. Good talking to you.